It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM, 7:50 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today over the telephone, I have Tamara Gray with the Price City Desert Wave Pool. We've got a lot to cover because there's a lot of things going on up at the wave pool right now. Tamara, thanks for joining us today. We appreciate it.
Yes, thanks for having me.
So let's start right off at the top. You guys are open, are getting ready to open for open swim, right?
Yes, we actually are. Our indoor pool right now is open for open swim. We had to do some repairs to the wave pool. We filled it up and had some plaster break off. So it's full and heating back up. I'm hoping in the next couple days it'll be up to temperature. But we are open for open swim, the indoor pool. We're open for lap swim. We're going to, we opened for water aerobics today. And we will be starting swimming lessons.
And that's good stuff that everybody wants to hear. But let's start. We'll kind of go pool by pool. How's that sound? Let's start with the desert, with the wave pool. Now, we were talking just a little off the air, and some people need to or don't really understand the amount of work, I guess, that goes into taking the bubble up and down. So you guys have no plans to remove the bubble this summer, correct?
No, we don't.
And why don't you tell the people why the reason that is behind it?
Okay, so to take the bubble down as well as put it up, we need a minimum of 50 people. Most of the time we have 60, 70 people. The college baseball team, we contract with them. They come over and help us because we do need the manpower to take it down. And we can't practice social distancing when we do that. We're usually shoulder to shoulder, sometimes falling on top of each other when we're pulling it off because rolling it up and everything, you have to be right next to the person. Like I said, shoulder to shoulder, working, sweating, you know, it's just not safe at this time to take it down. We can't do it safely with as many people as we need and with social distancing.
And the other part to that is you know, okay, so say we were all to wear masks and we're all to social distance the way we needed to and everything. If something were to happen, as far as if we were to take a step back on that risk scale, then you've got to hurry and try and get the bubble put back up, and you may not even be able to do it before winter sets in, right?
Exactly. You know, say we move to green in July, take it down for a month and something happens, well, then we would need the 50 plus 60 people to get back together to put it up. And if we can't do that, then the bubble stays off for the whole winter. So it's a job, and it does take a lot of work and being close with people. So we're going to leave it up this summer. We're sorry, but we are keeping it open. We're going to keep the temperature in the pool down to keep it comfortable. We will have both pools open. We'll have the our little walkway is taken down so people can walk behind the bubble where we have our pavilions and stuff and lay out. They can bring their chairs. We do have a few chairs set up, not very many because we have to sanitize in between. But they can go outside and then they just go through the big revolving door to take a swim in the pool, and then they can go back outside if they want.
Okay, so for both pools, you're taking reservations, correct?
We are. Right at this time, we're doing a max of 20 people for every hour and a half. So we'll start reservations at noon. We take them from noon. They can swim till 1:30. Then we have that group leave, sanitize everything, and the next group come at 2. So you can make reservations at 12, 2, 4, and 6. At this time, we are only doing 20, but I'm hoping with things lightening up, if everything stays light, we'll up that number.
And you're saying they're in 2-hour blocks, but really it's only an hour and a half of swim time, right?
Yes, because we want to make sure people, we can sanitize and keep everything safe and clean for the next group. If we're not full to that capacity, we'll let people stay in if we don't have another group coming a little bit longer.
And also, I would assume that the locker rooms and everything are remaining closed.
No, actually, our locker rooms are open. We do have every other stall marked off. That kind of that's why during that other, we have staff going around and sanitizing constantly. But after that one group comes in, we can sanitize. That's why we give us that half hour to kind of clean everything. The locker rooms are open. The showers are open. We do have, like I said, every other one marked off so we can make sure they're staying socially distant. We're just asking people, you know, to be responsible and to practice that social distancing while they're here. Our concessions are open as well. We are selling food as well.
Okay. The other question that I have is, say I want to call and make a reservation. Do I have to pick between the indoor pool and the wave pool?
No. While you're here, we have like a one-way little markers on the ground so you can follow the path out and in so that people are staying far enough apart. No, you can go to both pools while you're here.
Okay, perfect. So that takes care of all that part of it. Let's talk about swimming lessons.
Okay, we are starting our summer swim lessons on June 22nd. I'm working on the schedule for that, so we should have probably tomorrow or the next day you can call and start signing your children up for swim lessons. We won't have as many classes so that we can make sure we're keeping people far enough apart, but we will have all the levels offered, so just call. I'm getting that schedule put together today. If people were enrolled in swimming lessons when we had to close back in March, they got cut short some lessons, so we are going to start those makeup lessons on Monday, the 8th, and do them for the next 2 weeks so that they can get those lessons and they missed. So it's no extra charge. We're already enrolled when we had to cancel. We're trying to get a hold of each person individually, but if you were signed up, just give us a call so we can let you know the details.
Okay. So you've got that. You're also, you said water aerobics are coming back?
Yes, we are doing our water aerobics morning class on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, and they'll need to call and let us know because we're limiting the number in that class. And then in the evenings, we're doing it on Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Okay, and lap swim, everything stays the same?
Yep, lap swim. They'll still need to call for reservations, but we've opened it to six lanes, so we can do six people for hour, and it's our regular morning lap times, 5:30 to 8 in the morning, and then again around 11 to 12, 11 to 1, and then in the evening. So just give us a call.
Okay, did we hit everything?
Gosh, I think so. Like I said, if not, if people have questions or concerns, just feel free to give us a call and we'll help you out the best we can.
Give them a call. It's the easiest phone number to remember.
Yes, 637-SWIM.
All right, Tamara. Tamara, thank you so much for taking out the time to talk to us today. You're a very busy lady.
Well, thank you. I'm glad. I want to be busy again.
That's a good sign, right?
Yes, it is.
Okay, that's Tamara Gray with the Price City Desert Wave Pool. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, make sure you check out our website, castlecountryradio.com.